You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
We're here, baby.
Okay.
This is going to be a 1980s annoying-ass radio show.
Yeah.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
I love how this show feels new and hip with all these cool audio drops.
Yeah. We're super hip, dude. You know?
Hello, everybody.
Wow.
It's just this.
Way to interact, Christian.
It's just these. I hate these.
Is this what you're going to do to your kid when they start telling you about how dolphins can fly?
Like
or some other wild shit can
If my kid just keeps slamming on an applause button, it's not going to be a good start to the relationship.
You know how like sometimes like your kid comes out like not like you or your lady, but it comes out like a sibling. You know what I mean? They get the personality of like the sibling. You're like, this isn't what I wanted, bro. You know what I'm talking about? What if your kid has my personality though by mistake? You know, maybe like we touched an orb or something.
Dude, I mean,
and we Freaky Friday,
I'm
bro.
I'm gonna do everything in my power to keep you away from this child at every cost. Okay.
Bro, I am getting your kid drums as a gift. I'm getting your kid all different types of wild stuff.
I love people already calling me Papi Christian.
Oh, but that was your nickname in high school, bro.
Sadly, it wasn't. It was more like Virgin Christian.
Damn, they say, yo, did you see Christian went into the bathroom with Shorty? And then they say,
I hit him in the penis.
That's what they say.
Jesus Christ. I don't even think we need Alexis anymore. We have the buttons. I can literally just do the show with the buttons.
Oh, nice. Cobra said, studio's coming together nicely. Why don't you lean this way a little bit? What's back there? Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Building up as we go along.
The TV. I was trying to actually put something on the screen beforehand, but good. That was the technical difficulty.
That was like, Christian, get your dick off the screen.
Okay. Meaning,
I'm trying to put something on the screen.
Was I physically putting
it? Yeah.
On the screen? Okay. Yeah. I'm really bad with tech stuff. I think this will work.
He's more of a wires guy.
Anyway.
This is the brightest this room has looked in a while. What's with the shot?
I don't know. No, maybe it's just the brightness on your screen.
No, even on yours. No. All right, whatever. For those of you listening, you have no idea what we're talking about. We got a little televisión in the background. We're just building it up. Shouts to everybody who noticed. Shouts to everybody who's hanging out. Shouts to everybody in the end.
Yeah, shouts to Gully Squad for the support, helping us build this place.
Shouts to Gully Squad. Y'all buying diapers, bro. I don't even realize it.
Patreon.com/soccercooligans. Join the Huggies tier.
Bro, I think this is David Day's first day in the chat because he said get to it. Have David. You heard our show, bro?
David, you must be new here.
Also, this is it. We done got to it.
We've started a minute ago.
I mean, bro, we already talked about this on TV. That was number one on our agenda.
Are you telling
bro?
Me to wrap it up on the fact that I'm having a child?
Bro, if he would have wrapped it up, he never would have had a child.
Okay, bro.
Don't you know how this works, bro?
I didn't realize you were so conservative, David.
Damn, I'm done.
Okay, hello, David. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm going to interrupt the show a lot. Alexis Guerrero's.
And there it is.
Buddy.
This is the Cooligans, buddy. Okay?
Ben Jaskolnik said, bro, introductions don't come until the 35th minute, my guy. Get with it.
this is shouts to US. There's a lot to discuss. Especially, I mean, there's not a lot to discuss, but we're here. It's been a couple days since the MLS Cup final.
It's happened already. Some of you might have heard.
But
today's the day we cover it.
We are now going to, now that it's been a couple of days.
And I feel like I'm louder than usual.
You are screaming. You're closer to me than usual.
I feel like you just say that when I get loud, bro. I'm not that close to you.
I don't know why. Look, when we get to the studio, we're both pretty chill and calm.
We got two couches. I walk in, I sit on Christian's lap, and I say, what are we going to talk about today?
Pretty chill. And then as soon as the show starts, we hit the go live button. I'm just like, who is this guy?
Because that's not when I go live.
That's just not the guy that showed up. So it's been a couple days since the MLS Cup final between LAFC and the Philadelphia Union. So we had some time to decompress.
We had a chance to look back and say, well, we were screaming during the game. Is that really how we felt?
So this is now the episode where, you know, you've heard all the takes, all the quotes from everybody,
the interviews,
the celebrations, people drinking beer out of the MLS Cup, the champagne.
Which, by the way, we saw what that looked like, but because it was in Portland, there was all those little rubber pellets in it. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
A little disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. So look, when you celebrate, you know, there's no rules. There's no health guidelines when you win an MLS Cup. You just do what you got to do. So now that it's been a couple days, and you've gotten all your, extra times and allocation disorders out of your system.
It sounds like we're about to sell medication. Okay.
Now
we need to clear that extra time and allocation disorder.
Now, this is when we can now reflect and maybe laugh.
Maybe
this is the comedic relief.
Right. You heard facts, but ladies and gentlemen, the banter here.
So we're here to have a good time. We're here to make fun of LAFC, the Union, everybody ourselves.
The Blue Union, bro.
Okay.
Everybody getting it.
Because this was a game.
Michael Raymond said, that ain't sugar in that coffee. I drink it straight black.
Okay. This, Avengers Golden said, been a couple days and the 3252 is still in the North and North End celebrating.
Yeah,
yes.
They're going crazy. Also, I want to give a shout out to Jason Benya. Shouts to all our members live in the chat. Thank y'all. Y'all also buying diapers. We need y'all for me and Christian's new baby because I've shit my pants before. also in front of Christian.
As an adult. You. As a
prepare yeah, yeah. bro.
Recent past. Okay.
Yeah, this just happened. It's so fresh. I can still feel it. He said, yo, Helene is Jewish, right? If you need any tips on how to raise a Jewish Dominican baby, let me know. Congrats, by the way.
Wait, who is saying this?
Jason Benya, bro. Oh. Apparently.
He's Jewish?
He said, que lo que shalom as well. That's bro. What we need. And it worked.
Thank you, Jason. All right. I did not know. Okay. I'm happy. I've been getting I got a lot of nice messages, after we posted the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And some people with some advice,
just
kind words, some warnings.
What's the best advice you got so far?
The best advice has generally
Correninho.
No, it has generally been a couple people said this. They all generally said, like, I see your demeanor and your composure around Alexis on the show, so I know you're going to be a good dad.
What kind of, how did I catch a stray in your advice?
It was a lot of that. So thank you. You know what? This has been the experience.
I've prepared you.
This has been the experience
for child rearing.
I needed to raise an adult, you know, because you are stuck in your terrible twos for about 35 years.
You
bro.
Raised me up.
Anyway.
That is fucked up for whoever said that.
So,
by the way, I know my wife was one of them.
So thank you everybody who sent kind words to myself and to Helene.
Justin Fruit. No, Michael Raymond said matzanos. Matza.
Ah, yeah. Platanos. Dude. Yeah, you can make a matzo ball soup with plantains, right?
Oh, plantains smushed on some matza?
Bro.
Bro, llámame ahora mismo. I want some, bro.
Okay. We're I mean, the ideas of the fusion, anyway. The fusion restaurant that we're going to make is going to be crazy.
Bro, it's going to be called Quiero Que Shalom, bro.
Hold on. I think, was it Dan or Dave is upset we haven't gotten to it.
Dave's in our ear now. He's our producer.
Okay. So we have to talk about the MLS Cup final.
He's an LA fan, by the way. He said, I was cursing Coach Dolo at the 127th minute. Did you know they were calling Girondolo Coach Dolo?
I did not know this.
I like it.
Coach Dolo.
Bro. Coach Dolo is a great name.
It is a very good name.
That is a great name.
You have to be careful. This is a bit loud, so you might have to lower the volume a little bit on here because they may not hear us when we do those sounds.
But then they won't hear the other one.
It's all well. You want to hear? What's more important? Your voice. You also forgot to hit the record button again.
Oh, but we got that one.
Anyway,
but we got the applause button.
Alex is so focused on the applause button, he forgot to hit record on the damn record. The button is right there next to him. It's his only job. Didn't do it again. Anyway.
Bro, 10 minutes and we still haven't talked about it. Oh, the owner of a comedy club is calling me.
Why?
Yo,
why
are you? We're live. I gotta call you back.
There's
By
nothing.
The way, remember the last time I used my phone? It was to get the voice note?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, someone sent me a note. Shouts to Grace Ahrens, who was like, yo, your hand looks like a claw because I held it like this.
Right.
She goes, I can't unsee it. Man, I can't unsee it either. I've been now very self-conscious.
You have a claw hand when you hold your phone?
I held it like this because I had to get to the thumb. I had to get to the voice note button. So I held it like this. She said it looked like a claw. So now I'm very self-conscious about how I hold my phone on camera.
There are so many other issues with your body that I would address before the claw hand. Okay?
Wow, are you talking about my third and fourth nipple? Live on the air?
Didn't even crack the top 10.
That claw. Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Is this what you're going to do to your child?
All right. MLS Cup final Saturday was November 4th. This is interesting because
let's not go over the scores and all that bullshit.
Don't tell me what we're gonna go over or not go over. The main thing I was gonna say was that we were gonna go to the MLS Cup final, and we decided we're like, you know what, we've been traveling a lot. We're gonna be doing a lot of traveling during the World Cup, and
like the Atlanta trip we got coming up. Shouts to all of our fans in Atlanta. Come through November 21st.
Yes,
Tavern.
Park Tavern. Shout out World Soccer Shop. We're going to be doing a watch party. But we're going to be, so we were like, we're going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our wives are not very happy with us.
We're going to be missing for a month, essentially.
which
for you is dangerous because you have a pregnant wife. For me, it's dangerous because I'm married to an Italian American. You know what I mean?
Yours is a little bit more dangerous.
You know what I mean? You can't just disappear for a month and think everything's cool. You better done a bid, bro.
Okay. You better turn on location on your phone immediately.
You better call me from the cell block 8 if you're missing for a month.
Okay. So we were, we said, you know what? Let's do the right thing. And let's
brownie points, baby.
Stay home. Let's get some rest and prepare for the busyness of the World Cup because we know we're going to be exhausted pretty much every day throughout it. Throughout
and
the
we missed the most bananas.
And I literally told Elaine, I'm like, bro. Like, and I had to say, bro.
Yeah.
I did.
Hey, yo, fam.
Hey, yo, family. Yeah. I sacrificed for you.
I, okay? Mother of my child.
we're watching this game, and she's like, oh, you know, she's like casually watching it and like, oh, what's the score? And like, oh my God, they tied it up and back and forth and the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, Philly's losing. And then I'm like, oh, Philly's, they're back. Now they're winning. And she's like, you know, and by the time it was 2-2, she was like, she knew. Yeah. She knew that I was excited about the game.
She's like, man, I better start making who he like or something.
But the resentment was growing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this is your fault.
Bro, I looked at my wife like, you see what I had to miss here? And how come no one's making brownies with all these brownie points we're talking about?
But it was an exciting game, right? And you know what? Shout out to Kevincho in the chat.
Oh my fucking God! Major League Soccer!
Because that was the excitement I had watching the game. If you haven't seen Kevin's reaction.
There's no better reaction to what we're watching because this was the most MLS has ever MLS.
It was peak MLSing hard. The vibe, the MLS vibes were...
Bro, Garber dialed it up to 11. Garber was like, and they found a new... Clink, clank. I never knew it could this. I never knew MLS could MLS like this.
Yeah, this was just a truly a game of like just all the storylines were just wild. Look,
imagine you're watching a boxing match and a dude gets knocked out and they're like 7, 8, 9 and he's just like bang. That was that 5 times.
Look, the first goal from Kellen Acosta, which was just a whatever, like a deflection, and went in, and it looked like it was going to start to be a boring MLS Cup because we didn't get a goal till roughly the 30th minute.
Well, I mean, this was like we always talk about, like everyone, you know, finals, cup finals can be boring because nobody really wants to do too much and make a mistake. And that's kind of what we were watching. We're watching two teams. We're like, all right, well, let me see what happens if you do this.
Exactly.
Let me see what happens if I do this, you know? And it was kind of boring. And then when that goal went in, Philly was like, oh, we got a Philly a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. And then, yo, when Corey Burke came in again, he did his thing, bro.
Sure, sure. I mean, the beginning of the game did feel like LAFC had the advantage. It
seemed like Philly couldn't unlock the LAFC sort of, I don't want to call it a backline, but the back half.
Well, they also, honestly, I felt like the Union were a little intimidated by the moment and 3-2-5-2 and the energy. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are there. Okay. I wouldn't get a little bit.
You look over and you see the Biebs, bro.
the Bieber.
And he rooting against you? You're like, damn, bro, I sang your song to my ex.
I thought you were Canadian. No, yeah. What's all this about?
Yeah, Whitecaps ain't here, fam.
He's a, I think he's a TFC fan, no?
I think he's an LAFC fan. He's lived in LA long enough.
No, but bro. He's from Canada. He plays soccer. He played.
Yeah, he played.
He played. Yeah. He's sick. You haven't seen the videos of him juggling?
Yeah, with the
ball.
Beer in his hand.
He can ball. I would put Bieber on my team.
Okay.
I'm just saying, don't sleep on
but
the
But he ain't a TFC fan because you put him in your team.
I'm just saying, I think he is. I could be wrong, but I think.
No, he was rooting for LAFC. You a TFC fan?
But he wasn't
fan.
Wearing LAFC gear. He was just being a celebrity in Hollywood at a game.
Oh, nah, you can't do that in soccer.
I think so. I think LAFC might be that team where it's just like, you know, it's Jack Nicholson just sitting in the front row. I mean, he doesn't have like.
But if you were from Toronto and you were living in New York, you can't just be rooting for NYCFC.
No, I know.
You could be rooting for a good game.
But if it's the final, you go and you just go, you support.
Yeah, Real Madrid's just enjoying Barca Champions League finals.
Obviously
not this year.
That's what the U.S. might have that might be a little bit different than you know, soccer culture and other places in the world, where if it's a big game.
Nah, Biebs was rooting for LAFC. That's to me an LAFC.
If he was
where's Haley from?
Haley's from LA. She's the daughter of one of the Baldwins, Stephen Baldwin.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. She's Stephen. I believe it's Stephen. Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Damn.
So no. She's from New York. She was raised in like Rockland County. Now I remember. There we go.
She can't be rooting for no LAFC, bro.
So they were both not wearing LA gear, so which is why, not the sneakers.
Hilarious.
That light up.
Well, that reminds me of when I said Jodeci yesterday.
So they weren't wearing LAFC stuff. I'm assuming that they are not particularly fans. They were just there.
Justin was there for Maxime Crippo. Sure. Bro, I was so lit when I saw that. His leg break.
Lit usually means like that's an exciting happened.
I was just like, oh my God. There was a moment where he's kind of waving and he goes to lift his leg up and only 2/3 of his leg lift up.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I just wrote, oh my God, Crepo's leg, but I put C-R-E-P-O and immediately in all caps. And I just put, by the way, I know it's Crepo the other way, but I was just, too much was happening, man.
We did get an email from
Maxime Crepo.
From the LAFC did put out a press release about Maxime Crepo.
It's been tweeted about, yes.
Said he underwent successful surgery on November 5th and at Kaiser Permanente.
Which is where our homie works.
That's right. Okay.
So who?
Okay. So I'm glad. I mean, it was the videos from that, you know, people were FaceTiming screaming with Maxime.
And it was a beautiful thing.
It was very emotional. And obviously, you know, he was excited about the win. After he was getting stretchered off the field, you saw the thumbs up. You saw him with a fracture in his leg, and he kept just focusing on everybody else. He was like, everybody else, win the game, focus on the game. And it's just like,
I would have been like, you did it to me! I would in no way, shape, or form.
It really was one of the most, without a doubt, I would say courageous and really stupid things to do, man. I mean, like,
you don't know.
It's just, but he knew he was going to foul Corey Burke, and he kicked that.
But that's like a 50-50. That's like any one of those guys could have come back injured from that.
Yes. I think because of the red card, I would say, you know, they did end up giving up a goal anyway later.
Imagine you get a compound fracture. Your leg is split in half between the knee and the ankle, and then the guy comes over and shows you a red card. Be like, get this bumbler.
You're right. He did apologize
to him as he was doing, like, hey, man, I'm sorry, I got to do this.
Yeah. And he's obviously missing the World Cup with Canada for that.
Potentially could be worse, too. That's not an easy injury to come back from. Although, right, it's nice to see that the...
given that he's a goalkeeper, maybe this is like a thing where any goalkeepers in the chat or anybody will have an opinion. It seems to me that a goalkeeper can probably come back from an injury like this and it be less of a long-term problem than a field player. I could be wrong.
You might be right, but I think any athlete...
Right, right. It's still bad regardless. So
there's going to be screws and stuff in his leg.
Yeah, it was awful to see.
But just like, I just want to list out the things that have happened, right? This is the first MLS Cup where the two number one teams go against each other, Eastern and Western Conference. Gareth Bale comes in the last minute and scores, does nothing all year and scores the equalizer. A goalkeeper breaks his leg. Mm-hmm. His backup is the hero, and that's the former backup of the other team.
Right.
And from that neighborhood. I mean, it's just, this was like the most insane MLS Cup.
It felt like it got in goal for the penalties. It was like, oh, I know exactly where they're all going. Like, it seemed almost unfair.
Right.
This sort of stacking of all these ridiculous like plot lines, it just didn't seem even possible. Once LAFC went up 3-2 and Jack Elliott scores that goal, LAFC are down to 10 men. I'm like,
down to 10 men. I forgot that part.
I'm like, bro, this is they. You know, it. You saw. And I remember watching the. Jim Curtin did an interview with Hercules Gomez, which you should definitely watch, even, you know, obviously after MLS Cup final, but it's a really, really great interview. And you see his excitement about getting to the MLS Cup final. You see, you know, you sense some of the confidence and humility, but the Herc brings up in the interview, like, oh, you know, the Philadelphia Union has been in finals before. They obviously lost 3 U.S. Open Cup finals. And the part of me, while I'm watching it, is before the MLS Cup final. And I'm just like, all right, this is going to work out better for Jim this time. And it just did not. And it's just, you feel... That's the kind of the main thing I left that game with, where I was, you know, I don't support either team, but there's
we support both coaches.
we support both coaches. You know, we Sebastian Ibiaga on LAFC, former NYCFC player. I was, you know, happy to see him play. So there was a lot of nerves in this game. I was like genuinely nervous.
Also, we have fans in both. We have friends.
Friends, homies.
Yeah, friends in both fan bases. So you're sort of rooting for everyone at the same time?
Yeah. I thought Philadelphia Union were going to win. And realistically.
You did say that.
They should. They were. I mean, let's just be. They just keep it
what
a buck.
What are you talking about?
They should have won the game.
What are you talking about? Wow. They couldn't close out a 10-man squad.
They should have. So they should have won the game, correct? Is that a fair statement?
No.
They couldn't do that. But they should have done that, right?
No.
They had every advantage.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because they had the
advantage.
They couldn't do it.
Of course, they could not do it.
Yeah.
But the expectation was that they would because they had a man up.
Your expectation was that it would. I thought LAFC would close it out earlier than that.
Oh, no, but given the circumstances, once Jack Elliott scored that third goal, you don't think they should have won that game? That's what you're saying?
I'm really confused by the statement you're making here.
They had they were up a goal and they were up a man.
Yeah.
If you're up a goal and up a man, you don't think any team should win that game?
I think you have a better chance of winning that
game. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying they should have won that game.
Because of the better chances.
But they couldn't.
Yes, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm giving an opinion because I'm saying they should have won because of all the advantages they had.
You're saying, no, because a better team would have won it. I'm really confused.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
I'm so confused.
Kirby D, everything. They should have won. Just like LAFC. When LAFC had the lead, they should have won.
That's such a dumb statement.
Because the odds are in their favor. I'm just saying they were so...
The odds were in their favor to win.
A limited amount of time left to win the game. And they're leading.
Something exceptional needed to happen LAFC to win.
What is this concept that's so complicated?
Ben just called and said, Alexis needs an Excel to explain this.
Mario Salazar said, imagine talking to a two-year-old about snacks.
I don't get it. I still don't get it, but I'm going to give it to you.
Unbelievable. So anyway,
Crimson Pizza said Alexis prepping Christian for argument a 2-year-old. What a good friend.
So the fact that that they had all of these advantages, mm-hmm. this is why the loss hurts more. Everybody, the entire narrative from a lot of people in the media, a lot of fans are saying this is a heartbreaking loss for the Philadelphia Union. And why is it a heartbreaking loss? Because they had it. They were 3 minutes, 4 minutes away from lifting MLS Cup, and it didn't work out for them.
Okay, but the problem or the question that I have is what happens next? I think we would all agree one of the reasons why Philadelphia got to this point is because Jim Curtin is such a good coach that he made a lot out of not as much. He certainly didn't have the same to work with that LAFC had, right? So the question becomes, what happens next? Don't you think Jim Curtin has proven that he deserves a little bit more to work with? Not to say that Philadelphia Union is a bad team, but he certainly has gotten a lot more out of a lot less.
So then you could say that LAFC and Steve Cherundolo, given that, you know, if LAFC loses the MLS Cup final, Gareth Bale and Giorgio Chiellini are not a waste, but were not necessarily the thing that they needed to win the title if they had lost. But Gareth Bale not playing, he didn't play any playoff game.
He did nothing.
He did basically nothing. He played a total of like 9-10 games.
He literally would take off his jersey and they'd give it back to him the next game. It wasn't an ounce of sweat.
How many games did he start? 2 or 3? Bro. I don't know what a lot of times people throw in the LAFC did something with the numbers to get these players here, blah, blah, blah. I simply think Gareth Bale was like, yo, I'm not trying to get injured before the World Cup. I'll play. I'll, you know, whatever. Pay me 30K. Okay. give me a shirt. Some for my family.
Look. I don't want to have to pay for my own shoes. Is that cool?
He clearly went on a very reduced deal because he didn't want.
It's also half a season.
Half a season. Didn't want to deal with maybe the scrutiny of playing somewhere in Europe. He just wanted to get prepared for the World Cup because that clearly.
It's really just a big training exhibit. Exhibition
and then him coming in extra time and scoring that goal I'm sure Steve Cherundolo was happy, the fans, everybody, but you kind of imagine I forgot the guy's the GM for LAFC
Will Ferrell.
The front office has to be like, yo, I did my job better than anybody.
The guy who first called Gareth Bale's agent just sat back and was like, well. Wow. What did those two idiots in New York say? That he's too old and is a waste of time, only come here to golf?
Yeah. I mean, him just straight up dunking on Jack Elliott.
If that's all he did all season.
Bro. It was just the ultimate validation of all those decisions.
It's wild. It's painful to think of.
The game was a spectacle, but that moment we've already seen like the Ramses Sandoval from Univision doing the Spanish call, the radio call, and it's look, it's probably not the virality of Zlatan scoring against LAFC.
No, also a bit of a bigger name. You know, if Gareth Bale maybe would have come here like 5 years ago, it would be at that level. But also, like, remember they were talking about possibly getting rid of announcers. Oh, we don't need announcers. We don't need just watch the call. Any language you want, pick a language. Any call of this moment. I remember sitting there watching when I think it was Jack Elliott who scored, right?
Yeah.
Jack Elliott scores the 3-2, right? Because it was
3-3. Yeah. He scored the second goal and the third goal.
Yeah. When he scored the last goal, I was like, oh, this is over. Why are you even bringing Gareth Bale on? He ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
And when that moment went in, like, I don't think I made a sound. I think I screamed and only dogs heard it, you know? I was like, why is your mouth open and the windows are breaking? It was just such a moment where I was like, oh, my God. And that's the moment where I knew, oh, LAFC is winning this thing.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much, so many times you could deflate a balloon where the balloon's just gone.
Yeah, because, and it's interesting, remember in last year's MLS Cup, NYCFC gave up a late goal in regular time during, they were about to lift the MLS Cup final. They were up 1-0, gave up this late goal, very deflating. But they went through extra time and it was like a nice, boring extra time. Nobody really wanted to give up the game. So that emotional experience didn't happen 3-4 minutes before penalties.
No.
So now the Union suffer this absolute stab in the heart.
Right. And then essentially sucker punched.
Mm-hmm. And then have to go into penalties in moments later.
Against their former backup.
And I believe they I forgot who won the coin toss, but the penalties were taken in front of 3252.
3252.
So that's like, it couldn't have just, it couldn't
camera
have been any
angle
worse.
Was fire from behind the kicker, though.
Yeah.
From behind the penalty taker, absolute dope.
Yeah.
What a great shot.
The high wire thing. And then
I get a text from I have friends, I have a group chat of Arsenal fans. Some of them are in LA, and those folks are in 3252. And when the last penalty gets, I believe, saved, was it saved or missed? The final one that won. No, Elie scored.
Elie scored.
The goalkeeper didn't even know. He was like walking back to the goal and Elie hugged him. What's his name? Fitzpatrick? What's this guy's last name?
Oh, I forgot his. McCarthy?
McCarthy, maybe?
What
it's an Irish name. Oh, whatever. Wow. Think of an old detective. I forgot. That's this guy's name.
I believe it's John McCarthy, if I'm not mistaken, but right. Please correct me.
I remember when he was a senator before playing soccer. whatchamacallit, that he was shocked when Elie came over and ran into his arms because he didn't know what was happening. He's like, why are you hugging me, dude? I got to get back over there. He didn't realize they had won yet. I immediately get a text from my group chat or a text goes into the group chat saying we're running on the pitch, there's nothing they can do, and about like 4 minutes later you see the pitch is just filled with LAFC fans. It was absolutely incredible, and like you see the scenes of Will Ferrell drinking out of MLS Cup with all the fans surrounding him. It's kind of a beautiful moment. I do want to bring up though the fans throwing beer at the players when Philly would score. This has happened in multiple cities. This isn't the first city. This isn't anything against LA. But this is, in general, something I think we should cut out. That said, I was watching a Serie A match not too long ago. Sarri is the coach of Lazio. And I forget who they were playing. But he was complaining to the ref that cups of beer were being thrown at him.
Yeah.
And I said something on Twitter like, oh, dude, they're throwing cups of beer at Sarri or whatever. And someone responded, it's pee. Oh, no.
Just a slight correction there.
Yeah. Hey, real quick. I know what it looks like. Bro, actually, it's a little different. It is beer where it was beer. But then it's traveled through the body. It's one of the most horrific things I've ever read.
It's not great. I mean, I think people didn't pick up on it that much because of the bigness of the moment, and it was
but it was
Brujo was obviously it's not justified to throw beer, and we've spoken, we had remember Rodney Wallace when we had him on the show. When Timbers won,
Columbus
Columbus fans threw a beer right on him after they scored, but the Brujo got caught doing the crying face after Jack Elliott's scored.
Not caught. He did it.
He did. He did. I'm just saying. But he did it right to the 3-2-5-2. And like there is that like antagonistic thing.
You still don't throw a beer.
You don't throw a beer. So, but I think that's why people are not making it as big a deal.
No, I just think in general it's just a bad look. Let's not take the bad part of the bad one.
I can't believe I forgot to mention this, but I didn't even tell you this. During Philadelphia Union NYCFC at Subaru Park. There's an unbelievable moment that I don't even know was captured on camera, but it just happened right in front of me. When Maxi scored his goal,
right,
he ran up to the corner flag and he put his arms out and celebrated. And if you see this footage, I'm right there on the corner. I'm literally with like the NYCFC photographer and the photographer's assistant. And they're celebrating. They separate. The NYCFC players separate. And then at some point, the fans, the Union fans at Subaru Park throw a chicken wing towards the NYCFC players. This is real. Threw a chicken wing. I think it was a drumstick. And Eber saw it, picked it up, and took a bite out of it. I swear.
Off the ground.
I swear this happened. And I don't even think there's footage anywhere.
Off the ground.
Off the ground. I think it was a chicken wing, but I know he bit into it and ate.
Do they sell wings at Subaru Park?
Please confirm if anybody knows this, if anybody saw it, because this was a thing I think no one addressed or saw, but me and the photographer's assistant, we were like, he just ate chicken. We were like, did anyone?
Yeah.
You know, and then so we were like, this is crazy. And then Union scored. Like 2 minutes later, and then we forgot about
everybody
that.
Forgot about the chicken wing. Yeah, I did not see that.
But
I would have made a much bigger deal about this had I known.
I can't believe I forgot to mention that last week, but that was please, Yusuf said, Philly fans will swear you're lying.
Yeah, by the way, beers have been thrown back and forth. I know there's like, especially with the supporters, NYCFC and the Philly Union fan, I think somebody saying that a Philly fan got close to where the NYCFC fans and pretended to throw something at the Philly fans to go back and forth. I didn't see any of it, but whatever. It's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It just happened. Look, this happened at the MLS Cup final. Jesus Medina got hit with a beer.
He got like hit.
He got hit. Yeah. It's obvious. I mean, don't throw stuff at the players. Okay. Anyway. The Michael Raymond says, soccer players get hungry too, guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
So I don't know what the biggest sort of takeaway. I mean, the biggest takeaway for me is again, I still feel it's the heartbreak of the Union losing that game is bigger than the joy LAFC feels about winning MLS Cup. That's truly okay. How I feel about it.
So then I have two questions for you. One you never answered, which is, does this mean, do you think it's appropriate for Jim Curtin? Do you think Jim Curtin deserves a bit more ammunition, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think every coach,
he's proven he can win, but it's also proven that he needs a little bit more.
He does. I mean, look, if they win MLS Cup, you're not making this argument, right?
But they didn't. So now I'm looking at you and saying, doesn't the result mean that if you are the Philadelphia Union, if you're Sugarman and that guy we met, I can't remember his name.
Right. Yeah.
If you're those guys, don't you look and say, okay, it's about time we invest a little more than we have been. Maybe we go out and buy... I'm not saying a designated player, but maybe we go out and buy one or two TAM players that will fit the mold. If Philadelphia have Alejandro Bedoya, this is probably a different result.
Possibly. But even
also McGlynn, leader on the pitch.
McGlynn is not He's not Bedoya, but he's not like
McGlynn is great.
He's not garbage.
McGlynn is great, but yeah, if you're putting your first 11 out,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's just even still, like when they got that third goal, you saw Bedoya coaching on the sidelines. You saw it was
if NYCFC have Maxime Cheneau, I think they win against Philly.
Right, right.
I think if
that's fair, yeah. I'm not arguing the opposite.
So if you were the owner of Philadelphia Union, do you think Jim Curtin can continue to do it? And the other question is, do you think maybe this is a moment where Jim Curtin leaves and says, you know what, it's time for me to go try my, you know, go try my talents, bring my talents elsewhere, go try my hand in maybe Europe or
it has to hurt too much to get that close. And you know, there's Morgan,
they've won Shields.
They have. Morgan Tenza, shout out. She took a great photo that I want to show on screen.
She took a couple great photos. I mean, she's just an incredible photographer.
It's her banner at Morgan Tenza.
This looks like a video game.
Right, right. I mean, you see this photo and you see it's a picture of Jack Elliott, McGlynn, Glesnes, Julian Carranza, and Kai Wagner right up front. And that's Gazdag. That's Gazdag, right?
I think it's Gazdag.
Correct me. I don't know why. I might be wrong. Anyway, but you see their faces, and they look pissed. They're walking off the pitch.
They look like this looks like a still from a Guy Ritchie film.
Right. It's Wagner. I now remember what Gazdag looks like. Yeah, they are pissed. They were walking off the bank, and obviously the podium is behind them, and LAFC are about to celebrate. But I still think it's unfinished business. This is clearly a very good team, and I think honestly, I think the main reason that they lost is fatigue. You look at the last play at Gareth Bale's goal, and you just see. I don't know if tactically they were not told what to do. I mean, I would put 11 guys in the damn box, bro. Shoot from 40 yards out if you're going to try to score against me while we have this lead. I don't understand. If you look at that goal, there are only four Union players in the box. And Gareth Bale has a lot of time on his own to figure out, how to line up this ball. And Palacios put in a great ball. They got caught sleeping, sort of.
End of the match.
It's a throw-in. It took a weird bounce. Palacios gets it, and he's fresh legs, and he's running through and puts a great ball in.
Gotta give credit to Cherundolo for making the right subs.
I agree. No, it worked out. But when there were like too many players near the throw-in, and so that's where you realize, oh, look, it just felt like fatigue. When they brought in, when Corey Burke got hurt, and they brought in like the young kid Donovan, the forward replaced Corey Burke. To me, like, if I'm the striker that, and I'm I have the freshest legs, I'm playing center back this game.
Bro, I'm back there with you.
And you see him in that play, and he's playing up front, and I'm sure maybe that's the decision tactically that they made. But it's just the wrong one. I mean, like, you know that they're tired.
It had incredible vibes. It wasn't exactly like, but it gave me the same vibes as the famous Rooney moment where he kicks the ball, chases the guy down, and then sends in that insane cross to Lucho Acosta. It kind of gave me the same vibes where it was like, where was everyone? This is the shortest guy on the pitch. Gareth Bale's like the oldest dude on the pitch. Gets on, has done nothing all season, and next thing you know, he's just got his head on the ball.
And so I looked up, Gareth Bale is 6'1", Jack Elliott is 6'6", and you would not be able to tell that based on that that absolute slam dunk that Gareth Bale did. He just got, the timing was absolutely perfect. Jack Elliott the fact that Elliott didn't even realize Gareth Bale is there, to me, that is ultimately the problem. And I'm not putting this blame on him exclusively, because you look at that play and literally It is 11 players on the Union ball watching. They're not even looking at any. They're not looking anywhere else. And that just tells me they were tired.
They thought they won already.
And that is the problem. And it's just like it sucks.
How the fuck did I cut myself? Sorry.
Okay. Well,
out of nowhere, bro.
We gotta. Yeah. This is what happens. This is what happens to children. What okay. they got weird bruises everywhere.
Just like, pick me up. What Jamal says, I think MLS Cup isn't fair. Two games would make it fair. So two legs, bro.
No, man, you're sounding like very super leaguey right now.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. Did you have a meeting with Florentino Perez, bro? To be honest with you, MLS is more about vibes, and this is the vibiest of all vibes. We're literally sitting here talking about whether this was the best MLS Cup ever or not, and you think Tulane? No, there's no need for it.
Nah, man. And you get 90 minutes. And now, people, you know, Don Garber fielded a question at the State of the League address about the possible upcoming changes to the playoff format. And you don't need, after what we just had, do we need any changes?
Like, bro, they're going to do group stages, bro.
This was incredible.
What the fuck are you doing?
It wasn't too few games. It wasn't too many.
Do you want an MLS Champions League? Stupid.
I mean, we can talk about Champions League, you know, the
seeding. Super League had a new meeting. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about this. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I mean, it's inevitable, bro. Okay.
They're going to do it.
Okay. So
Michael Raymond said Jamal is a Don Garber plant.
Mike Thomas said Jack Elliott went from MLS Cup MVP to the guy everyone trashes in 1 minute. Yeah. And look, I wasn't.
David Day said Mexican media was actually talking about how exciting MLS Cup finals was compared to the Liga MX's recent finals and the fact that it's just a one game final.
Yeah. It's
just a more exciting. I mean, you're focusing on one thing. Also, with two legs, it feels like the one team always kind of camps back and parks the bus. And, you know, away goals sometimes scare you, even if there aren't away goals. You know, there was a conversation about whether the MLS playoffs, which used to be two legs each, whether it should be one leg. And I think it's a more exciting to have a single game elimination.
Yeah. And it also adds, I think, importance to the regular season games. And because people want to, you know, teams want to host their matches. So now this whole idea of like changing it after like, I thought when they went from two legs to the single game elimination, I'm like, oh man, I already got used to the two legs and it was like kind of nice. And you avoid those results that sometimes feel unfair, bad luck where you have like,
but
the second
part of a playoff.
Playoffs. So now that we've done the single elimination, what, this is the second year we've done it? Third year?
I believe this is third.
Right. And it feels right. And it doesn't feel like too many games. That's probably my main thing. It's like just the right amount of games. Like, you're done with the playoffs in about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's just like,
it's an exciting month.
Right, right.
Next year, it's going to be an exciting 6 months. So how are they going to do a League's Cup? MLS regular season and a group stage and knockout round playoffs.
Yeah, look, I hope they don't change the MLS 12 Cup playoffs.
11 and a half month season.
Next year. I hope they don't change it next year. And look, and the League's Cup is going to be interesting because there's going to be three matches, obviously, in the groups. But most of the teams are going to be done and not going to be playing. It'll be almost like the Bundesliga winter break during the summer.
Yeah, but for now some you're teams. Punishing the better teams because they have more play.
Sure.
But also, and this is the issue that I have with it, is we don't have but the rumors are this is going to change because of Apple. Shouts to Daddy Apple. The rumor is that, you know, they may increase the budget. They may add new designated players, blah, blah, blah.
Still rumors.
But if you don't have the budget to be as deep as some clubs outside of a single entity system like we have, or a salary cap system we have, how are you going to play all these extra matches?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So look, I hope I know the Apple deal is going to change something. I hope it doesn't change too much, but
I hope it changes our bank account. Somebody hire us.
But bro, look, I just want to play this real quick and just.
Yeah. First off, congratulations to LAFC. Obviously an amazing game. A big thank you to all of our, our traveling fans that came out and really pushed us on and made it an amazing final. Obviously, we did everything in our power and pushed as hard as we could, but it wasn't meant to be today. We're close. I'm gutted for our players. They obviously give everything for the badge and for the club and for the city. But, you know, kind of at a loss for words because this is a heartbreaking loss, no question.
For our participants,
so, that man will be coaching in Europe soon.
Just like, again, I play that to show, you know, how much we adore and respect Jim Curtin. And you could see the heartbreak there, man. It hurts. It really, really does hurt. And, you know, I was talking to a lot of Philadelphia Union friends and everybody. And it's there's no... there's no words, right? There's nothing you can really say to console somebody after going, you know, after witnessing something like that. But the one thing I can appreciate, I think, from it is like that was truly one of the greatest MLS matches. And it's, I would even go further.
Is it a consolation?
Soccer and football matches that I've ever seen.
Is it a consolation to be a part of the greatest game you've ever seen? If you're the loser?
Somewhat.
If you're the loser?
It has to be somewhat, right?
Does this change the perception of Jim Curtin as being the star boy coach that he is?
I don't think so. At least I hope not. I think without a doubt.
Is Steve Cherundolo higher on the potential men's national team coach ranking now?
Not yet. No. Jim Curtin has way too much experience. I saw Jesse Marsh. Jesse Marsh did
Air Guitar.
did Extra Time, or he did somebody's show. And he was talking about who he predicted would win. He's like, oh, I'm good friends with Jim Curtin and Steve Cherundolo. But the resume, even without an MLS Cup victory, still looks much better for
I
Jim
think,
Curtin.
I also think Jim Curtin is higher seeded, if you will.
Yeah.
You know?
And look, he was getting a lot of questions about, do you ever want to coach the U.S. men's national team? Do you ever want to coach in Europe? And look, that's in his future. We all know that.
By the way, the chat has absolutely given us some information that I was not aware of. So Jamal asked, hey, what is the prize money for winning MLS Cup? Which I've never even thought of.
Yeah.
Mario Salazar looked it up. He said, quick Google, Bing, thank you. First round winner gets $20,000. Conference semifinals, $47,500. Conference finals, $100,000. MLS Cup winner, runner-up, $150,000. MLS Cup winners, $300,000.
That's good money.
Is that per person or is that total?
No, that's total.
Ugh.
I mean, but even don't do that.
20K?
I mean, if you, but you split that amongst the team, that's pretty.
What, everybody takes home
15, 20K?
$600?
Bro, you still a good moment. Your name is etched in stone, you know?
Bro, that's barely pencil on paper.
This is American soccer, but you didn't get into this business for money. What are you talking about?
I know we didn't.
So don't question that now.
That seems wild low. I agree with Yanni Mars.
It's not NFL. It's not NBA. The money's not the same.
You're the winner.
$300,000 is not nothing. That's a fair amount of money.
Bro, $300,000 and everyone splits
tell
it?
Tell the sponsors. Tell to throw in some more money. Who are you mad at?
Bro.
What was it in 96 during the first one?
Who gives a shit?
Bro, who told this story that
they got the gift card?
That was the U.S. women's national team, right? They got, I think they the first World Cup that they won, they got like jerseys and a gift card or something like that.
Yeah.
And I know the NWSL, Bethany Balser.
She got Rookie of the Year, and it was a $25 Starbucks card.
Chipotle. I think it was a Chipotle card. So, damn. Bro, they better be grateful they get that $300K. It's worse for a lot of other
Bethany
people.
Bethany Balser heard that. She goes, low? You know how much Chipotle I could get with that, bro? So, shout out to Bethany Balser, bro. Who we met in the street.
In the street for all the non-hood kids. Yeah. Okay. David Day said, biggest regret of my sporting life, not going to Mexico for the León game. In a world before COVID, and which León game? Just like a final, or
is that the
or LAFC
versus León?
León, yeah.
I thought it was like maybe Landon Donovan's, debut. LA.
Everybody, yeah, everybody. Remember, everyone was important time about for a lot of people. Hopefully, I don't know how much more we can break down this MLS Cup final, but it again, you know.
Oh my fucking God! Major League Soccer!
It was incredible. Again, shout out to Kevincho, who's we just did an interview.
Great interview with him. Did it drop yet? I know he posted about it.
On his YouTube channel, so you can go check it out. It was actually a really, really awesome conversation. And great, great dude doing awesome stuff in, you know, you remember him as SKC Fan TV. But go subscribe to his YouTube channel and watch our interview, which I had a great time talking to him, okay?
Ben just going to say 10,000 lines for his MLS Cup final. Also, Jamal said, that's all they get. Now I see why Bale didn't want to play, which is so stupid. Yeah. That's not how it worked out. So dumb.
He got paid handsomely. He's doing fine. So, CCL. Some people are putting CCL in the chat.
They released the
The game, the matchups are in. I would say the biggest one was probably Orlando City against Tigres.
Right. And what are the MLS clubs that are in it? It's LAFC, Vancouver Whitecaps,
Union,
Orlando City, and Philly Union.
Yeah, five.
Yeah. Oh wait, who's the fifth one? LAFC, Vancouver, Orlando, Philly. The U.S. Open Cup winner
was Orlando. Who's the fifth? Please, somebody. Why am I not remembering?
I have no idea. If anyone remember, Austin FC.
Great. There it is. Shout.
Ben Jaskolnik. I mean, this is going to be, it's going to be fun. It sucks that NYCFC isn't a part of it, because I'd love, when we went to Costa Rica, that was one of the more exciting.
Yeah, that was a really fun.
People still think that like we were flown out, bro. We looked at each other and we're like, can we afford to go to Costa Rica? We should go.
Yeah, that was all us.
Worked out for us though, because I still think that's what convinced NYCFC, like, oh, these are actual fans.
Okay.
They're not just two comedians blabbing about the team.
So yeah, somebody in the chat said best draw for MLS, Mike Thomas. If you are a fan of any of these teams and you've never been on a CCL away trip, highly recommend it. They're really fun. It's a very fun and different experience you get to check out.
Especially if you're an LAFC fan. We've been to the stadium. This is where we went.
Yeah.
We went to Liga Stadium. It's really dope.
If you have an opportunity to, it's a very cool and unique experience that I highly recommend, people go on. At least one of the games if you're.
I kind of want to go to the Tigres versus Orlando match, bro.
That'd be fun. And I think even in Orlando, I think it would be dope too.
No, that I could care less, but to go to Mexico.
But you know, to see other Tigres fans in Orlando would be cool too. Pachuca is playing again. What was that? Motagua, Honduras. I think
the Comunicaciones make it again.
I don't know, but
it's one of the best names.
It should be. It should be fun.
Oh my God, the Tigers are playing Comunicación.
I think people were, because the Union lost in the MLS Cup final, I think, might they be the favorites in this tournament? They were in CCL before 2 years ago.
Why are you saying because they lost that they might be the favorites?
They're just so blood red.
Chip on their shoulder. Kind of, okay.
Angry at their loss.
I was like, that's not how this works.
That they might be the favorite. So I don't know. I could see it too. I think they'll have a good run in CCL. The other thing I wanted to talk about is Joseph Martinez. Reports have come out. Felipe Cardenas had tweeted out and wrote an article that reports are suggesting Joseph Martinez will not be returning to Atlanta United in 2023.
Is he still in Atlanta? Does he want to come hang out with us?
I don't.
At the Park Tavern on November 21st?
So I hope he can come through. So your first thoughts when you saw that?
Come on. You flip over the arroz con pollo?
Yeah.
It's over. You ain't invited back to Abuela's house when you flip over the table of arroz con pollo.
You don't think they can't let it go?
I wouldn't. I'm happy that it's finally done, because this was such a weird soap opera going back and forth. And hopefully Joseph Martinez, one, can remain healthy, but two, can find a place where, you know, maybe his talents are, I don't know, you know. what's the word I'm looking for here? Are
underutilized?
No, no. He can find a place where his talents are
appreciated.
Valued. Is probably one of the words. But I don't know. Like, it seems like he needs a bit of a restart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like it kind of was weird for the last like two seasons for him in Atlanta, and it was nice to see him scoring again. But obviously, with the injuries and it is what it is, and the bad relationship with the front office and the coach, everything, everyone needs a fresh start, dude. Atlanta needs to find a new sort of face for the club.
But, and that's the harder part, right? He's the first face of the club, and now they have to probably prematurely let him go because things are just not working out.
I wouldn't say it's prematurely. What is he, 31 now?
He is, I don't know how old he is.
How old is Jose Martinez?
I don't even know if he's 30.
Nah, come on. I just love the way he spells Joseph Martinez, by the way.
I would say
he's 29.
He's 29. But he had the ACL injury, and that, you know, that was probably, it's not the worst thing in the world for Atlanta to let him go now. I get it. But then on top of all the kind of intra sort of team issues and arguments, and you know, he had that dust up with Gonzalo Pineda, the head coach for Atlanta. It might at this point just be like, look, it's causing too much of a distraction, and it's harder to run the team with this big personality. And I would.
It did seem like he was bigger than the club, even to the fans. You get the feeling that like he was more important than the front office and the badge.
Look, I would say the players are more important than the front office, just like in a very general macroscopic statement.
You heard it here first, Atlanta front office. Christian hates you, bro.
But look, you see they're the ones doing the work on the pitch. It's not a crazy thing to say. I just think there has to be some balance of like respect for the front office from the players. And I think, you know, based on the reports, that there may have been times that Joseph did cross that line.
Why did Kirby D write prematurely ejaculate Martinez?
Because I said he's prematurely leaving the club.
Oh, I'm like, where did that? I'm like, is there a rumor I hadn't heard about?
It's just the stream of consciousness that Kirby's having right now. It's just, not everything needs to put down to live on the internet forever.
Bro, this guy is putting two and two together in a way I haven't seen previous. I don't know. I think there's rumors of where Jose Martinez already might go. And one of them is Barcelona.
Yeah, that was a weird tweet. I don't see that being realistic.
You know, doesn't see it. Anyone that works for Barcelona.
Hey, Robert Lewandowski, get out of here.
Yeah, buddy. You might want to take a seat.
But I think that the bigger or more realistic rumors are him going to Liga MX. Because that's been
that feels
common.
Probably the most obvious, especially after Campeones Cup when he beat was it Tigres or América?
I don't remember who they were. I think it was America.
It might have been a Club America. But after that, I mean, Jose Martinez, at least his stock rose.
It's a disappointing thing because, you know, we don't, in MLS, we don't have too many stars like this, especially in their region, that are like absolutely beloved. And, you know, who players who just simply stay at a club for 10 years or something like that.
But no, dude. I mean, at some point, it comes to an end.
It does. I just, again.
Would you rather pay him a lot of money and then watch his talent level dwindle and, you know, kind of get the feeling that, like, he's, you know, what is it? If you stick around long enough, you find out you're the, whatever, what is it? The hero, the villain? What is the term? Yeah, you guys know.
Yeah, the superhero
about.
That
didn't die, dude. You gotta die, dude.
Live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
That thing, man.
So that term
that to me is exactly what's kind of happening here. I think this is the rip the band-aid off that Atlanta and Joseph Martinez need. Joseph, now you go find a place that appreciates you, and Atlanta, go find another gem. How did you find Julian Gresso, Miguel Almiron, Joseph Martinez, and haven't been able to sort of put that together? BT didn't work out. Who was the homie on the right wing from Club America that didn't work out?
Fast
dude, but couldn't cross the
German name, Jürgen Damm.
Yeah, Jürgen Damm. All these players, you've been sort of searching for this.
They've had a couple lightning strikes, a couple real duds, a couple misses after the glory. You know, it was the glory days of, you know,
they won MLS Cup.
2 years of Tata Martino.
They won MLS Cup.
They did. And they were just such an exciting team to watch. And we just saw Franco Escobar at LAFC win another MLS Cup.
Yep.
So it just seems like they whatever was going on internally, players were just like, oh, I got to bounce. Or, I mean, Julian Gressel is like a tough one because salary cap, and they couldn't keep him because he wanted to stay. He made it very clear he wanted to stay, but they weren't willing to pay him. They didn't. The problem was that they didn't have to pay him. They could keep him on the team, and he was outperforming his contract so much
by a lot. But it hasn't been the same since he left for him either.
But he went to DC. What's he gonna do? He went to DC, and now I think he's gonna thrive in Vancouver.
Right. It just became an American citizen.
That's right. Congratulations, Julian Gressel. Can't wait to see you playing for the U.S. Men's National Team real soon. Remember when we interviewed? Hey, go back on our YouTube channel. Look up our interview with Julian Gressel.
We did ask him the question.
We did ask him, like, bro, your wife is American. You're living here. You don't even hear a German accent when you talk to Julian Gressel.
Nah, he's like, what's good, fam?
What's good? He's like, good shorty. I'm like, you've been in Atlanta for like a minute. Why are you talking? Like,
I'm finna play for Vancouver. I'm like, damn, bro.
So I think that would be a cool thing, and maybe and I think a great addition to the U.S. men's national team. So we'll see what happens. But okay, so
David, they said, does Joseph Martinez get a statue in Atlanta?
Not now.
He probably won't, but he might. I mean,
he has a mural. There's
he's already a kind of a I mean, the shirt that came out is Joseph Martinez changed Atlanta.
Yeah, Adibas, that's huge. Shout out to that shirt. I think the disappointing thing is that he's not going to get a proper send off, a final testimonial.
The guy won a trophy.
He's too important. He was so significant and important to the fans, and I don't think they're not going to do something like that, which I think he deserves. So that's what's like a little disappointing. We don't have, you know, we were talking about Steve Cherundolo. How, when we were in Germany with Steve, how people just admire and respect. Hanover was the only club he played for in Germany, I think.
Yeah.
They called him the mayor of Hanover. He's appreciated. He's beloved. Beloved in that city. And that's what I thought Joseph Martinez was kind of going to get in Atlanta. So that's, I'd hope that in some cities that we would get that too. But I think MLS is changing so much that it's becoming like, yo, no, it's like it's not about. It's about sustaining success and you know, kind of putting any players on a pedestal is not the most important thing or priority at this point.
Speaking of pedestals, David Day said, subtopic, David Day coming in crazy all of a sudden, huh? You know, immediately yells at us. And now the homie, he said, subtopic, current players who are locks to get a statue at their current team. I don't think there are any locks.
Please, somebody put Wando in the chat, which I get that.
Wondolowski probably deserves it, but is he still a player? Yeah, right? I think he signed on for one more year.
No, he retired. Did he retire last season? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so he's not a current player. What are we talking about?
He's
current player.
Well, I mean, Wando just retired, and I'm sure he will get a statue. So that's totally valid.
I'm just thinking,
anybody else.
No one at Red Bull. No one at New York City. Maybe Moxie. Maybe
I think Maxie. Maybe if there's another trophy,
maybe.
I
could see Maxie win one more. He has to win one more trophy.
I can see Maxie getting one.
They've already won two: Gambrinus Cup and MLS Cup.
Anybody?
Is there anyone in Montreal? No.
Andre Blake. Andre Blake in Philly?
I could see that.
Philly has, to me, I think,
a good, because they have their own stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good position and they have some players that have played there for a really long time. I could see them putting some statues around. Trying to think, maybe someone at Portland? Who would get one at Portland?
Valeri.
He was not a current player.
Not current, I mean, but...
Like, current player, Christian, state of the thing.
Current player.
Yes. No one in Orlando. I guess no one in Miami.
Maybe Sebastian Blanco. This current player. I could see it. That would be the only one I could think of.
Daniel Shalloway by the time he's done.
Jamal just put Austin Trusty, which is great. Nice Colorado.
Bro, he might get one in Birmingham City, though.
Austin Trusty played for Philly, though, right? Before he went to Colorado, and then he went to England.
He's killing it in England, dude.
He is. Nick Red said, even as a Rebels fan, I'd say Maxey deserves a mobile statue to move from stadium to stadium. Speaking of that, did you see the news?
No.
Bro, there was a borough, the Queensborough president did a like webinar that, you know, we're all top of this stuff, okay?
Right. We're very tuned into our local politics.
There was a call. Also, go vote if you haven't voted yet.
Ooh, Raul Ruiz Diaz is a good shout.
The Queensborough president was on a call. They did a call.
And we should have the Law and Order sound.
They were talking about projects out in Queens and things and construction stuff going on, and they threw a little tidbit of news.
What'd they say?
And he said, somebody asked a question about sports or something, and he's like, "Oh, but be on the lookout real soon for some news about a soccer stadium for," he said, "New York Football Club." So, and that's how I know it's accurate, because when the politicians get it wrong, that means that they're actually working on something.
New York Football Club or for New York Football Club?
For New York Football Club. So now it's. And now everybody's kind of Matt Doyle even retweeted the clip.
Is this his way of pushing it over the line? Saying like, yo, if I say it, then everyone's going to be on it.
This does feel the closest we've ever been to somebody with some authority saying something like this. So,
bro, I'll say it again, man. The games at Citi Field have been absolutely electric. It seems to me like, you know, I think people way overshoot the whole, like, well, there's Latinos there. It's like, dude, the Bronx is full of Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. Bro, I mean, you know, we're unicorns in that society. Soccer is not necessarily the number one sport that they're worried about. It might not even be number three or four. You go to Queens, it's a lot of Mexicans, Central Americans, South Americans. It's a melting pot of soccer fans. And I think you see it. I think you see it when Citi Field has NYCFC games, not because the stadium is better, no disrespect to Yankee Stadium in any way, shape, or form. I just think the community around it supports the sport a little more. And those games are really electric. So if that's where the stadium goes, I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great for the sport, and I think it's going to be great for the league, and I think it's going to be great for the team,
yeah.
And it's going to be great for me.
So Willett's Point, obviously right next to Citi Field, it's looking like that's the place, and we might get some news very soon. I have heard inklings like that we might be hearing something before the end of the year.
Yeah, but I've also heard that for over a year now.
Right, but this...
It's close.
If, I don't know.
Bro, push it over the line.
I think because, you know, we had an episode about this where we talked about that next year it doesn't look like Rebels will allow NYCFC to use the stadium,
right.
Or MLS or whatever. I don't know who's...
But also every game is Wednesday and Saturday night.
Right, so it looks...
Which makes it almost nearly impossible for the Yankees to...
So they might have to play their games in that temporary stadium, Icon.
Icon. On Randall's Island.
On Randall's Island.
Which has no subway or bus.
So this news about a potential stadium, I think... kind of eases the pain of
dealing. You got to see shovels going to the ground, bro.
Yeah, so I'll shovel myself, bro. Give me a hard hat. I'll be one of the Columbus Crew dudes, okay? I'll build this damn
thing. I'm going to be one of the Las Vegas legends, bro. Standing there in my suit, my fedora.
So that's hopefully we get some great news about that soon. I'm hoping, but we don't know more than anybody else. So we'll see. Okay, anything else before we wrap up? I just want to make sure we say this. A reminder for the World Cup, we're going to be doing daily episodes. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on all socials. It's going to be a really, really fun time. A bunch of World Cup content. World Cups are when the casual fan tunes in to the game. So if you have friends that, you know, aren't like insane lunatics like we are that listen to soccer podcasts, tell them about this show. But, you know, something that's a little bit more fun and palatable. So, yeah, let them know about the Cooligans. That's the only way we grow, through especially word of mouth. So it means a lot when we get your support. We are going to be, a reminder again, we are going to be at the Park Tavern in Piedmont Park in Atlanta. November 21st, 2 p.m. is the game between U.S. and Wales. We're going to be hosting the watch party with World Soccer Shop. It's going to be really, really dope.
Bro, if you're in Atlanta, this is going to be a blast. Come on out.
Yeah, we did one in with World Soccer Shop in 2019 for the Champions League final at a beer garden
here at Bohemia Hall in Queens.
And it was really, really fun. Basically, you know, if you want to watch the, you know, a game, especially a World Cup match with us on the mic and us doing like commentary, it was literally one of the most fun things we ever did.
And yo, you're an Everton fan, so you didn't want Liverpool to win. I'm an Arsenal fan, so I didn't want Tottenham to win.
Yeah.
And basically all we did was just roast both sets of fans. And it got a touch and go there for a second before they realized, like, oh, wait, these are comedians.
So you see it on the screen right now. But yeah, November 21st, the doors open at noon at Park Tavern. So so come through if you in Atlanta, and if you're not going to be there, you know some people out there, let them know this is be a dope spot to watch the game. There's going to be giveaways from World Soccer Shop, a bunch of really cool stuff, and it's all free, so you're more than welcome.
You don't have to register nothing, just show up, just get there early, because the place is not massive, so it's going to pack up quick. So yeah, if you are in Atlanta, tell your friends, come through, call your boss, cough a little bit and say you got all types of COVID, you can't go.
All types.
Yo, I got 18, 19, 20, bro.
Bro, I got the COVID super size, bro.
I should have never asked for it. So show up. Unless you do have COVID, then please don't show up.
Robin Seguini says, I still have the sads that I won't be there. She's not going to.
Yeah, I know.
She lives in Atlanta, but she's going to be in
New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Right, we'll miss you.
Well, so it's going to be a bummer. We just miss each other. Okay. Anything else before we wrap up?
Tomorrow we'll be at the World Cup roster announcement.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this today.
Yes. So the U.S. Men's National Team roster will be revealed in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to be there. So follow us on Instagram at Soccer Cooligans. We'll be doing a bunch of Instagram stories and updating stuff. Hopefully we won't get in trouble this time.
Stop looking at me, Christian.
Because you know how it is when we go to U.S. soccer stuff.
If we get banned again.
I will make sure Alexis is on his best behavior. Okay, we'll give you the background on that on Patreon.
We'll
that's
do a no cap.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole story behind that. Yes, U.S. roster will be out tomorrow. We'll be there for that. And again, follow us at Soccer Cooligans. And as always, join the Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans. No cap recap, our exclusive comedy podcast on Patreon for our Gully Squad members. So get on there. It's a really, really fun show where we give a lot of behind the scenes of everything that goes on in our lives. And we talk about stuff that is not about soccer. And it's fun and interesting and blah, blah, blah.
Way to sell it, baby.
I'm a salesman, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all. I wanted to end with just reading a review. We got a couple new ones.
Thank you for everyone reviewing. If you don't realize or don't remember when we said it, we had to start an entirely new feed when we moved over to Metalark. So all the reviews are gone. So if you could leave a 5-star review, obviously, or else we find a way to get it out of there. If you could leave a 5-star review and something really funny, that really helps us out a lot. And also, I want to thank everyone who has joined our Patreon, our Gully Squad. You guys are absolutely incredible. But yes, you have a review.
Okay. And this is from the homie. Luke Sturgio, of New England.
But out here.
Yeah, I mean, you see it here. He says, the most important podcast in American soccer. He says, do not understate the importance of this podcast.
Oh, man, he used our government names?
But Alexis and Bristian are integral to the American soccer scene. Without them, American soccer wouldn't be as gully as it is. You want to be told your pizza is trash, a hot take about your team, player, or manager, and to break down Anytime anyone makes a joke that puts a B in front of a word, Balexis has got you covered. You want to be told claims that pagels are actually good, given form takes about soccer topics that will eventually get struck down by Balexis because he doesn't agree with you, and try to hide your disappointment because Balexis made a terrible joke that didn't land and put the Cooligan's reputation on the line. Bristian has got you covered. Mess around and find out why the Cooligan's are so integral to American soccer. Hashtag up the white bellies.
Bro, it's almost like you just reiterated what happened on today's show.
what a great recap.
Wow.
Luke should be doing our recap. So thank you so much. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll try to read it on the show. So thank you for that. All right, everybody. We appreciate you. Catch us tomorrow or today if you're listening to this on Instagram stories at the U.S. Soccer Roster Reveal.
Causing a ruckus.
Right? We're literally just trying to maintain the press credentials. I feel like they're going to rip the credentials right off our chest.
Bro. Like we disrespected the gang.
All right. We'll see you next week, everybody, on the Cooligans podcast. We appreciate you.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Peace.
Love you guys.
Peace, everybody.